Kuv Samach Beis Sif Yud. Misha Yesh Loi Maka Bi Yodoi. Person who has a wound on his hand. Ritia Le, has a bandage on the wound. So the question is, how does he wash his hand? Dai Lo She Yitil Shar Hayad She Loi Bimokam Ritia. A Chiddush of the Rosh, which is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that as long as he washes his entire hand that is exposed, that's good enough. And we look at the part that's covered up as out of the parasha. So Chizal She Loi Yiga Bi Ritia. But you have to be careful not to get the water on the bandage. Because we have that old problem that if you're pouring less than Revius, the water that touches the Retia is considered the water that went to another place and then it comes back on the hand. You can't be mitaret. So once again, we have that other Itzah. Pour a full Revius on the hand in one shot, and by doing so, you're not matama the water. So, Bekitzah, if someone has a wound and has a bandage, he must be makbid to put more than a Revius on his hand, and by doing so, even if a little bit gets on the bandage, he's alright. Says the Ramah, Noitlim Maim Rishoinim, Bein Al Gavi Kli, Bein Gavi Kalka. You can do your Netil Sidayim both on a Kli or on the ground. We'll see in Maim Achroinim, there's a discussion, but Maim Rishoinim is acceptable.